So, over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge. And I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge. So, lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period. But the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen slash watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Danny Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome. Welcome back to the show. It is me, Danny. I'm here with Abigail. Abby Lowe. She hates Abigail, actually, so my
Only
bad.
when I'm in
But with
trouble,
Abby
but we're
Lowe.
good.
Okay, well, you're not in trouble today. She is the owner and head coach and head practitioner and all the things at Punctuation Services. She was a HAP student in our program, so I got to really get to know Abby, and she's knowledgeable and she's great and she's passionate. So I wanted to bring her on to answer, you know how you guys email in questions to the show a lot and I fall behind on answering them a lot. So I thought that it would be really good to just bust through like a handful.
and get Abby's help because you guys already know what I'm going to say. Like half the time you send emails and you're like, I already know what you're going to say. So let's just get someone else to say it.
Yeah, well, you know, no filter.
We went through my
certification
and learned.
Well, yeah, that's true. But then, you know, like we said, no filter over here. So.
Yeah, but she has no filter. She has no filter. Okay, so before I do, Abby, just say hi, a little bit about your services and who you help, please.
Oh, absolutely. So anybody who is, you know, past eating disorder, missing their period, looking to get pregnant, I've started Punctuation Services, which is a name that my dad came up with because it's lose the question mark, find your period. So you're fixing your punctuation. Mm-hmm. I also have a background as a teacher. So that plays near and dear to my heart. But I'm enjoying this space Sick. Because it gives me a path to get rid of the anger that I felt from going through HA myself. And yeah. That's about it, I guess. Yeah.
Relatable. My tacos have arrived. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, everyone has that. So let's dive right in. I have an email from Isabel. And I mean, I don't know if this might be like out of your scope. So like, let's find out and let's see, but it's an interesting one. Hi, Danny. I've been watching your YouTube videos for the past couple of years. And first of all, I want to say a huge thank you for your content. Oh, you're welcome. I have a question about recovering while breastfeeding, and I'm hoping you can help me. For context, I'm DIYing this. I had my first baby in September 2023 before conceiving him after two recovery cycles. I had been missing my period for 8 years due to food restriction and overexercising. After two recovery cycles I had before getting pregnant, or the two ones that I had before getting pregnant, they were irregular. They were far from optimal. So I think I just got lucky. Estimating when I ovulated. I'm also actively struggling with ED thoughts. And I want to start trying for a second child when my son is about one. This time around, the same time, I'm hoping to stop breastfeeding. I understand it's common to not have a cycle while breastfeeding, but how can I ensure I'm mentally and physically ready for another pregnancy if I don't have a bleed? Is it worth tracking my cycle regardless? Thanks.
That's a good question. Okay. Actually, this was, I just had a client that was hoping to get pregnant and she was still breastfeeding. So actually not that far out of my scope.
This is common for you. This is recent for you.
Yeah, this
Sorry,
is recent.
I have a mouthful of tacos.
It's okay.
You all can hear it.
I hope it's good. Yeah. So my last client, she wanted to get pregnant, but she was having a really hard time disconnecting from the breastfeeding. And you know what I mean? And so she wanted to be able to say that she had breastfed for a full year, but she also wanted to have a baby. And so we had to have a meeting of what is your biggest desire?
I remember this.
And it was very interesting that as soon as she stopped breastfeeding, she conceived within 3 weeks. It was pretty exciting for her. But, you know, she had Boom. To kind of, yeah, she kind of had to hit that mark. I would definitely say this girl should definitely be tracking her cycles. Definitely.
Yeah. And you don't have to be super intense about it. With breastfeeding, this is a really common question. Hey, I want to have another baby, but I also want to breastfeed. How can I have my cake and eat it too? Like, I want all of the things. Yeah. I want to be the perfect person. There are eight important ecological rules for lactational amenorrhea, meaning it's a completely effective, like science-based, 99% efficacious way to contraception. But to do it, so you're not going to have a cycle, but to do it, you have to be exclusively breastfeeding. There is no pumping. You have regular skin to skin. You're sharing the bed with the things that we're not doing. Like only the crunchiest of crunchy are doing that. So there is, and that's why people are always like,
everyone says that you can't get pregnant when you're breastfeeding, but I did.
It's like, yeah, because you weren't doing that stuff. So some people can and some people can't, and everyone is different. And people with our history are less likely to be able to have it all at the same time. And I think a lot of us just have to buckle it. Like, just our history, we're just not built that way. There's obviously a genetic predisposition to struggle street. So that's, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do to force the ability to have both.
Right.
Right.
But right. I agree.
To force it. Yeah. But there are things you can do to promote it.
And you would suggest what?
Isabel, you already know.
Please tell me again.
Just make sure you're not doing any of the behaviors that we all know and love, right?
Well, this girl did say that she's still struggling with ED thoughts. And that's still struggling.
So she's probably got... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's got the trifecta right now. She wants further progress. She's still having the ED thoughts. Like, she wants to have a baby. She's still having ED thoughts. And then she's still breastfeeding. Did she say how old her child was?
He's about, like, he's on his way to being one.
Okay.
So it's so recent.
Yeah, that's a lot of new. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, Isabel, until you are fully weaned, give yourself 6 weeks. I have actually a few videos on this anyways that I've done. Fully weaned, 6 weeks. Then if you're not seeing signs of everything turning back online, then let's have a conversation, right? And the tracking is helpful. Absolutely. We love that because you already want, you know what your goal is.
Right. And there's such a tendency. Right. There's such a tendency for girls like us to want to rush into everything and have it all at once. So, I mean, the biggest challenge is going to be, I mean, does she still want to breastfeed, or does she want to start working on having the fertility for the next child? You know, it's just, I don't know how helpful that is, but it's that conversation piece that she's going to need to have.
Yeah. This is another one of those things that we always come up against. That's like, well, I just want it that way.
Yeah.
I want to wean, and I want to be pregnant at the same. I don't want to wean, but I also want to be pregnant at the same time.
Yes.
And sometimes we just have to check ourselves. Like, your body is saying, nah.
And ask why.
For a reason.
Yeah. Why is there such a timeline? Because it's the same thing of, I want to be able to work on my body composition, but I also want to be able to work on the fact that I don't have a period. And it's like, well, we got to pick one.
One at a time.
Yeah. One at a time. One at a time.
I love it. Okay. That was good. I hope that was helpful, Isabel. Let us know. Are you ready?
I'm good.
Eva. All right. Someone in a totally different phase of their life. Hi, okay. Danny. My name is Eva. I found your content a few months back when I was struggling with AJ. I'm a student and I don't have the resources to hire help, but I was hoping that you would be able to answer a question I have about extreme hunger, which is, did you have this?
Oh yeah.
It comes up. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I've had two cycles, but my hormones still seem off and I'm still so hungry and tired and foggy. For context, I was a vegan for 6 months last year and only started eating animal-based food again about 4 months ago. Before going vegan, I have restricted my food in some way since I was about 14 years old and I'm now 21. And this usually meant being paleo, GAPS, or severely limiting my calories. With this, I did distance running, lifting, yoga. I do a lot more yoga and Pilates now. I have very little energy, but I do love exercise. That's interesting. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I had lost my cycle a couple of years ago after a period of rapid weight loss, but I got it back by gaining weight before losing it again when I went vegan. Since I started eating more, I've been really struggling with my appetite. I can't tell if it's caused by actual need for food or if I'm just bored or emotional eating. I eat big, well-balanced meals every day with lots of carbs. I don't feel satisfied. I feel like I'm eating too much and I don't know if I should lean into it or if I should hold back and control myself. Whenever I eat a little less, like just three big meals, my body has a strong reaction. I get a stomachache, nauseous or lightheaded, and I can't stop thinking about food. Is there anything you suggest? and I don't know what to do at this point, and I feel like my appetite is taking away from other parts of my life.
Oh my goodness, yes, I understand that. Oh, Eva. You said it was Eva, right? It was Eva. Oh my goodness. Well, obviously, if she's not satisfied, that immediately makes me think of fat.
Not well, much but fat think of the history too, right? Like backtracking on all the history she shared, it's like, yeah, well, your body, you're in a severe deficit, severe, yeah. Extreme. Like,
yeah,
you've bled and depleted yourself of everything. Your body's right. Saying something. And realistically, you're just afraid.
You're afraid to
of
eat.
Eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're still afraid.
Sorry,
I mean,
go on.
Well, no, definitely. And then you were saying that, you know, in there, she had a pocket of 6 months of being vegan. And then I want to ask, well, why did you go vegan? Was it, you know, did you have a reason beyond using it to restrict food? Or was it another diet trend like the paleo, the keto? You know, why did you go into being vegan? And then,
solid
you know,
questions.
Yeah. And then in there, she also said that she was, oh, I just drew a blank. Oh, she wasn't very hungry for a while. And that is, I mean, that's typical. I had a lot of time periods where I wasn't hungry at all, but only because I wasn't eating enough and everything was shutting down. We were in starvation mode, survival mode. So, you know, you said it was extreme hunger that she's experiencing, you know, because she's finally refeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As soon as she refeeds, it turns everything on and then the body's trying to gobble up what it needs as fast as it can.
Yeah.
Oh, I just,
and so
you
just
know,
what you said, Eva, you should lean into it.
Yeah, lean into it and your body will tell you when to turn it off. I was terrified.
Mm-hmm,
I thought that my body never would. I thought I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to eat. I'm going to get huge. I'm going to be just like all of like the scary people that I've seen and all the fat phobia. And then it stopped. It stopped. And I did not turn into like the Michelin man. That was, you know, that I was like,
took?
I'm just, what did you say?
How long do you think it took before that? I wish I tracked that, but I didn't, because I was also like, this is never going to end. But then it did.
Let's see.
It was probably pretty progressive.
I well, remember I was like a grade A psycho, and I approached recovery like I approached AJ, where I'm going to go and do everything. I remember, let's see, I finally recovered my cycle after 3 months of eating like crazy. And I think the hunger went for probably like 6 months. I didn't really start to calm down, but then I also didn't have peace with it. I felt guilty about it for the longest time, probably a good solid year after I had recovered my period. I was still trying to battle the fact that I was eating and feeling full. And, you know, I still had a lot of those disordered eating thoughts where I felt like it wasn't okay to be eating and being satisfied by my food. I thought that made me fat. But I would say 6 months before the aggressive hungriness went away. Is that, I don't know. What do you,
yeah.
think it lasted longer or shorter for you?
Yeah, for me, it was not even that long, but I still had a food focus.
Yeah.
Like, was still very like, I have to have this. And I can't skip that. I really like I'm excited about that, like having an emotional attachment.
Yes, like
it
heaven
like...
forbid this cupcake isn't good enough because I'm eating it and I want it to taste delicious.
Yeah.
Like
or
that
I can't
kind
like
of an
go to bed
emphasis.
Without dessert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was like a big one. And you just think that you're gonna be kind of obsessed with it forever.
Yes.
But then eventually you just like it's progressive and it can take over a year to really get to
yeah.
a completely neutral place.
Yeah.
But that's because half of it's like neurological rewiring.
Yeah.
And after years and years of extreme restriction and depletion,
yeah.
I think like we just have this expectation that you can just like start eating and your body's like, wow, thanks.
Yeah,
I'm
I'll
okay
use all
now.
of this
It doesn't.
perfectly right now.
No, it doesn't do that. It's like a
No.
multi-step, multi-stage process that is both happening in the brain, but also physiologically. So, I mean, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot
Yeah.
to understand about it. Most of it we don't even understand, but it's definitely, I'm not gonna say it's, Eva, there's nothing wrong with you.
No,
You're just
definitely
hungry.
it's happened
And it's
to a
also
ton of us.
subjective.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But it
Yeah.
also,
So
I
just,
think it, I'm sorry, Danny, go ahead.
nah, go. I was probably just gonna say some bullshit.
I was saying that I think that it's when it's still your focus, when it's still at the forefront of your mind, everything seems a little bit more extreme.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580. Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles, and if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist
Yes.
and an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. It doesn't have to be
So,
painful.
no, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful with a little bit of guidance and support. You can absolutely do this. So, if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yep, we look forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that
Yeah,
one?
I do like that
Okay.
one. That one's way more us.
Yeah, boom. There you go.
It's like it makes me think of when you wake up in the night, but you've had a nightmare and you swear somebody's knocked on the door downstairs. And the more you think about it, the more you know what I mean? Like the more nervous you get, the more it's on the forefront of your mind, you can't let it go. And I kind of feel like that's how my eating was for a really long time. As soon as things felt safe again, as soon as things felt like, you know what? I have tons of marshmallows in the house. And if I want to eat a marshmallow, I'm going to eat a marshmallow and I don't have to eat the whole bag because I trust that I can move on. As soon as peanut butter becomes a regular food
Huge
again,
milestone.
yes,
Yeah, huge
as
milestone. When
soon.
you can leave it there and not know, like, not care that it's there for a long period of time, you're like, I
Yes.
have arrived.
Yes. Or my personal favorite, when you're eating dinner and you're like, yeah, you know what? This was good, but like, I really don't have those last few bites in me. And you don't feel guilty for leaving them on your plate. And then you don't feel stupid for putting it in the fridge and being like, you know what?
Or
I'll
yeah,
eat
you're
those
like,
three bites
yeah, you're
later.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like whatever. Or oh, this kind of turned out shit and doesn't taste very good, but
Yes.
I'll just eat it. I don't care.
That was my lunch today. I don't even want to tell you what I
that's
ate.
That's a big one. Yeah, where you're like, it's definitely very relatable. I think this is a thing for people. If you have like a fucking breakdown or tantrum or whatever about the fact that all you have for lunch is just like a bunch of rubbish from your fridge. I think Abby said she had like a can of tuna left and some mustard and like trash lunch.
Yeah, I sliced up pickles on it. That's how bad it was. I'm like, what else Girl, can I do?
I don't
to
think
add
that was
sleep?
Enough calories.
Well, no, I mean, that was like round two, you know, because we had like some chocolate chips earlier. We had, we've been hitting it all day.
Sounds so well round. Well, there was definitely a time where that would have just been, I mean, some people are probably like, no, I eat that all the time because there's no calories in it. But
yeah, true.
But that's then what there's I had also in the other side of the spectrum. Yeah, but that's what you have in the house.
I desperately need to go grocery shopping. I mean, my old self never would have had the tortilla wrap with it. My old self would have been like, absolutely not. This is not
absolutely
worth the calories. Yeah, absolutely not. But I did. I had that because I know I needed a little bit of something left. Like I did put some cheese on it. My old self never would have had that either. Of course, we wouldn't have even bought it. Let's be honest. We don't need that temptation in the house because you girls eat.
Yeah, it wouldn't be in the house. Yep. It's so right. It would have been. I had like a disease, I swear, where I couldn't, like, the level of discipline that I had reached was that like I couldn't even bring my arm to like lift up to the grocery store shelf on the item and pick it up.
Ooh.
And it's like when I was going through recovery and experiencing, you know, this, I need to eat more and I need to give myself permission and I know I should, but like I had been my own slave driver and self just like controlled myself to the extent that like there was another voice in my head that was just like, you do not pick it up. So it's like when you finally pick it up and then you pick it up again and you pick it up again and you just make it happen, the rewiring actually begins. Then you eventually, the extreme hunger sets on, right? Because now the brain has received a message. Oh, this is abundant. In the past, it has been completely cut off, mm-hmm. but now this is abundant. And once that happens, it's going to finally start asking you.
Yeah.
So in the past, it just hid away. It was like, well, we can't have this. We've been told not to. We've been beat down, shut up, hogtied for the whole thing. But now we're allowed and we can ask for this. And your body's asking for it, right? This is refeeding. And it can be really scary for people like us because it's everything we've worked so hard to avoid.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of things that the body will crave that, you know, before you weren't paying attention to, because the more you refeed, the more you're like, oh yeah, I really want some protein right now. Like I really need something. Well, I need a little bit more fat on this, or yeah, I need some carbs because I feel weak and tired. Like you start becoming more in tune to exactly what your body needs as you learn to eat intuitively just by what it's asking for. But exactly right. When you're in that stage, all you think of is it's just I need to eat everything, and then it's terrifying because you don't know, like, do I have to eat cupcakes all day? No.
No. Exactly
right.
Exactly. So that was I mean, I hope that was helpful. We went on some side tangents, but I think that they were good.
Yeah,
I think that they're good. Good luck, Eva. Let's do I have a really quick, like, one sentence question in here somewhere?
Oh, come on. We're not that kind of girls. Like, that's what we do. We give you a
You want the complexity?
Well, I'm saying, like, in general, the thought of having a one sentence email.
The YouTube questions. The YouTube questions are like one answer. And then when people email in, it's like multi paragraph. So you can just kind of search by medium.
Oh,
it's good.
See how you're doing.
Yeah. This is how we do it. But here we go. Just answered that one basically. This is tough. How about, oh, another breastfeeding question. That's, we probably just answered it. Probably just answered it. Here we go. Sarah asks, hello, new follower here, and I've already listened to so many of your podcasts. Well, welcome, Sarah. Okay, quick question for you. Have you had clients experience random racing heart when recovering? I recently started eating more, resting more, and just generally trying to be more aware of how my body feels. Over the last week, I have experienced some random periods of racing heart. It seems to flare up when I get really hungry. So I'm thinking it's either related to my blood sugar or changing hormones. Maybe.
Ooh.
Or low thyroid. Or any experience with this. Just thought I'd ask.
My immediate thought is, like, how old is she? We don't get that information.
No, I don't have that info. No.
Because I know that that's common. That's common for, you know, older women. Like, I've talked to a few women that are in their, like, their 40s that have had racing heart stuff. But I haven't had anybody younger. Or either that or, I mean, did we get any context to whether or not she's recovered?
No.
What if it's just
no, because this is like,
about
I think
eating?
This is wild. This sounds mid-recovery. So, yeah, I mean, those are good. In general, context is really important for this. So I don't think we're going to do a great job of being like, Sarah, this is probably what's happening for you. And she knows that. That's why she's just like, do you have any experience with this with other clients? So let's just say from the perspective of our own experience and with other clients, I wouldn't say it's a symptom that comes up a lot. I don't get it a lot. Some people might also say heart palpitations. Like they'll select that on their intake form. I do believe, right? So it's very common to have low pulse, low blood pressure when you have HA. We all go to the doctor, we have low blood pressure, we have a low pulse, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so impressive. You're so healthy. But actually we're just extremely downregulated. Yeah. When we start eating more, those things come up. And honestly, I just think that for some of us, if you're really, really lean, if you have a history of like really over exercising, but also really under eating, you start moving in the opposite direction. There's a lot happening under the hood that is causing massive symptoms and shifts, hormonal symptoms, the body turning back online, your blood pressure increasing. And it's not always linear. For some people, that process to reaching homeostasis, that process to going from zero performance to optimal balance requires a huge swing in the other direction. And we start having things like hot flashes, extreme bloating, cramping, acne, all of the unpleasant things, a lot of puberty-like symptoms. And then, you know, racing heart can definitely be a part of that. There's a big shift. And then I would just pay attention to, is it happening around you eating certain things or doing certain activities, and pay attention to it.
Yeah. I never really thought about it, but I remember in recovery when I would get in the car from work, that I would have my heart pounding a lot. And then there were different parts during the day, but I kind of riddled that off to, you know, just the stress. And when I started letting go of the control around my food, I felt less control in the other areas of my life. And I feel like I responded to that way. And, you know, I think that was just my stress response, because I was losing a way of controlling that. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, these are all possible, right, Sarah? So the answer is, yeah, we have experience with it. We have seen it.
Yeah.
Keep an eye
on
it.
You're not a unicorn.
Go get your labs drawn. You know, if there's a major problem, it's probably showing up in the blood work by now. Otherwise, you're doing good.
Yeah,
You're doing the
hang in there.
things. You're challenging yourself. Hang in there. Oh, Abby, this was good. You know what? I'm thinking we should do this again and we should do a part two.
I'm cool with it.
I enjoy answering questions with you.
Oh, thank
In the
you.
meantime, if people enjoy your perspective, want to hear more, because you do a lot of this similar thing, right? Abby does a Dear Abby, where you can submit a question to her. She'll answer it on the internet. Where can people find you and do that and talk with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a website. It's punctuationservices.com. And I have on my main page, there's a spot where you could sign up for coaching. But if you just want to ask a question, I have a little spot where you can submit for Dear Abby. It comes right to my email. And I love getting those. I love the paragraphs and the windows into your life. Always makes me cry. I can't handle it.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, you're hungry. I'm sorry. I also have, don't mind me. I'm not PMSing. I also have an Instagram, and that's Abigail at Abigail Lowe, and I have four L's between Abigail and Lowe. Like, so it's Abigail LLLLOWE. I have one L for every loser year that I went without my period. So I'm on Instagram, and then I'm new to YouTube, but I have a channel, Punctuation Services, there as well. So
Right.
yeah, send
I'm
me
gonna put
your
it all in the show
thoughts.
notes, guys. I'm gonna put it all in the show notes. Please follow Abby if you're looking for a new just voice to chuck into the mix. She's awesome. She's so awesome.
Thank you.
She's very outspoken. She's gonna tell you how it is. She's not gonna fluff around you, but she is going to cry
I'll
about your
cry for you.
story. So you have
Yeah,
a
I'll
great
cry for
you
you.
have a great mix of everything that you need. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Please keep sending your questions. I am catching up. So like the inbox is down to 27. Okay. So we're
I've
gonna
officially reached the bottom of my Dear Abby this week, so I felt good. So by all
boom.
means, send them
Send
on.
them that way. I
Yeah.
love that. Okay, great. Well, thanks,
All
guys. Yeah, if
right.
you want to submit one, it's danny@thehasociety.com. We'll see you guys next week. Go check out Abby. Come hang out with us in
Yep.
the Holistic HA Practitioner Certification, where
Definitely.
because we are getting on group calls still and hanging out. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about the Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction. Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.